This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro promised the Yanomami indigenous people in remarks released Sunday that there will be no mining on their land unless they want it. The right-wing president's remarks come amid charges by the Yanomami that their lands are being seized and they themselves are coming under attack from people mining illegally. The government is preparing a law to regulate mining on lands assigned to indigenous peoples. The Yanomami people have been warning since last year of tense conditions on their vast reserve of 96,000 square kilometers. It's home to some 27,000 indigenous people. Thousands marched in Colombia's capital, Bogota, on Sunday, waving flags and dressed in white to demand an end to protests and roadblocks, as well as express support for security forces following a month of demonstrations. Talks between the government and national protest leaders are to restart on Sunday after stalling last week. Widespread protests began at the end of April in opposition to a now withdrawn tax reform plan, but they have since expanded to call for a basic income, opportunities for young people, and to end police violence. Two record-breaking climbers have returned safely from the summit of Mount Everest, where climbing teams have struggled with bad weather and a coronavirus outbreak. Arthur Muir, a retired attorney from Chicago, has become the oldest American to scale the mountain at age 75. Also, Zhang Yinheng, a teacher from Hong Kong, is now the fastest female climber of the world's highest peak. She reached the summit from base camp in 25 hours and 50 minutes. There are only a few days left of good weather on Mount Everest this year, and climbing was closed last year due to the pandemic. Nepal is currently in lockdown, battling its worst surge so far of COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.